Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. We love anonymous polls, whether it's executives or coaches. This is the Anon show right here. We love people not putting their name on
Exec Anon.
Yes.
And or player Anon or anything.
Anything. Yeah. We love it.
As long as it comes from a relatively trustworthy source.
I know Clint hates it.
Clint
wants everybody's name on everything.
I think it's silly as hell.
Yeah, he thinks it's silly as hell.
And Clint's like he's in the prostitution business. He's like, can't we just do this without the sex part?
Or the money.
Like,
sex is fine.
This is the whole, I'd like to be a whore, but not if I have to have sex with other people for money.
Glad it's 903. All right, so let's, the Athletic polled 110 NFL players on several, I think, very interesting questions. I don't know if you've looked at the results yet, Seth.
I have not.
I would love to have you guess.
I control left for CJ Stroud.
Okay.
And saw some votes for him for MVP and all that stuff. But yeah.
Who will be the next?
To be clear, this was done in August before the season began.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who will be the next active NFL player to win his first MVP award? Now, keep in mind, it's been since, like, the last player not in the league, like Tom Brady in 2017, I think, is the last MVP award that's been handed out to somebody who's not in the league anymore.
Okay.
Because it's been
somebody who just retired.
It's been Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, or Aaron Rodgers since then. All three of them have won all the MVP awards. Who do you think is the one the players picked to be the next active NFL player to win an MVP?
I think it was Josh Allen.
It was. Okay. Yeah, it was Josh Allen. 17.6%. Joe Burrow, number two. Christian McCaffrey, number three. Now, again, good on you pointing out this was taken in August.
Yeah.
I'm guessing all the Christian McCaffrey votes would go to somebody else.
What's his injury status now?
Two Achilles tendonitis issues.
I saw somebody did that. I thought they might have come up with an even a different clarification of what it was, but it sounds weird, and it's tough to... Sure, Cam Akers
ain't good.
Come back from two torn Achilles tendons, but two active Achilles tendinosis.
Yes.
That sounds difficult.
CJ Stroud, fourth.
Yeah.
7.8%.
So as of before the season began.
Yep.
Yep.
So I think, and that kind of matches up with what, you know, other than Burrow and McCaffrey, you know, that's Allen and Stroud are right in the mix.
A lot of what CJ's going through right now in terms of his production, and, you know, there haven't been eye-popping numbers necessarily, is a lot of what Pat Mahomes went through. Really, the last year Tyreek Hill was there, where the defenses were just taking the top off, and Pat Mahomes had to learn how to just bide your time, take your opportunities where there are. CJ's been very open about that, and I think he has the maturity level to do it, and I think he's doing a good job of it. But it's one of those things where, all right, this is a new challenge to figure out, and I expect that, just as it did in the fourth quarter of the Jaguars game, I think it's going to get better and better. I think it's going to look snappier and snappier.
If you were starting an NFL team from scratch, this is question number two. Again, these are 110 anonymous NFL players voting on this. Who would be the first non-quarterback that you would draft if you were starting an NFL team from scratch? So non-quarterback.
If it was non-quarterback, I'm guessing the top vote getter at this point, going into this season, it was either going to be a wide receiver or a cornerback.
Okay.
And that wide receiver would be Justin Jefferson. The cornerback would be Sauce Gardner.
Okay, the Justin Jefferson, number two.
Okay.
So I'm going to give a ding for that one, Ben. Number one, Tyreek Hill. So you had the right position.
Oh, to start a franchise with?
To start a franchise.
That's interesting.
Non-quarterback.
Right, these guys aren't. Okay, but Tyreek Hill's getting...
He's 30.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
That was really dumb.
Yes.
That was a dumb move by them.
Yeah.
What the hell are you guys doing?
You want to hear some other stuff? Texans?
I would bring that up. I would find out who those people were and then use it against them in negotiations.
Two Texans got votes in this. They each got one vote.
Yeah.
Will Anderson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
This is best young player?
Which non-quarterback would you draft to start an NFL team?
Oh, these are the guys
team?
That got votes. Okay,
yeah, these are guys that got votes in addition. Yeah. Laramie Tunsil got a vote.
Oh, okay.
So my question, do you think Laramie Tunsil voted for himself?
No, I think Laramie Tunsil, especially amongst guys who are pass rushers, edge rushers, they very, very much respect his pass blocking ability.
Yeah.
I think in Houston, we've been more... we've seen the full deal. We've seen him miss an entire season with an injury that was supposed to be a 3-week injury and just was seriously washed by the wayside. We've seen him not being all that eager to be a run blocker. We've seen the false starts and all of that. That I think sometimes a lot of the players are thinking, oh, this guy's going to keep me from getting sacks. And that's what matters to them. I think when you watch the full and see the full picture, there's reasons that he's not a perennial All-Pro.
Yes.
There's reasons he's not Trent Williams,
yep.
Basically.
I was anxious to ask these two of you, because I'm guessing you've got an answer to these from your time as a player. Favorite NFL road trip? Which place do you like to go play? What do you think players say?
All right, so for actual game day experience.
But now some are answering based on the
city.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's actual game day experience versus the guys who maybe have a little too much fun when they're on the road.
And both are reflected.
I'm going to say, based on game day experience, I would say the Steelers.
Okay.
Based on, this is a Brave New World in which there's a football team in Las Vegas. I'm going to have to say Las Vegas.
Vegas is two.
Yeah.
The other answer, the answer that's number one, also would not have been available to you when you were a player, which is Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
LA is number one, 16.7%. Vegas is number two. That's interesting. That the two, I'm asking you this question, and the two that finished one and two weren't even cities that were in the league.
With LA, part of it is the stadium itself.
Yeah.
It's a really cool and unique environment, that pavilion feel they have there.
Well, to the point, they point out that some guys answer because they like to go visit those cities.
Yeah.
Vegas and LA fit that. Seattle's number three.
That's just in a badass environment.
And I think that's what those guys are in. Clearly, they're not answering because I can't wait to go to Seattle.
The only two times I played in Seattle. One was at the University of Washington while they were building the new stadium.
Yeah.
The other was when we were just getting bludgeoned deep into the earth on a Sunday night football game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was impressed with how loud everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
I did challenge one of the 12th men to a fist fight.
You did?
Yeah. So I guess I would say I wasn't one of my favorite experiences, but I did try to pull a guy down out of the stands on my way
out. You reach for him?
No, I just told him. I was like, yeah, come on down. You know what it was?
Yeah.
Is this guy who was really, really loud as we went into as we came out of the tunnel and as we went into the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
But it was after the game had been over since the second quarter.
Right.
And this guy was still being like just as big a D-bag at the end of the game. And that's where I just snapped. Then I went and I broke stuff in the locker room. It was...
Wow.
That was about as angry as I've ever been as an adult, I think.
Yeah, a moment.
Yeah.
By the way, the Texans got four votes in the favorite road trip. Houston got a few votes
in
that thing. Yeah, a few people. Got to be the strip clubs, right?
I wouldn't know. Going back to Charles Barkley and what he said about our establishments.
All right. Least favorite road trip.
Mm.
So that was favorite road trip. Guys love L.A. They love Vegas. They love the environment in Seattle. Handful of other places. What do you think the least favorite road trip, and then I want to get what your least favorite road trip is.
Least favorite road trip?
For NFL players.
What, Vegas, Indianapolis.
What
did CJ call Indianapolis?
A sorry city.
A sorry city, yeah.
Indy doesn't even really show up. I don't think Indy got like one vote.
Okay.
The least favorite is Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Weather?
Yeah, I guess so. Nah, that's just, I guess they, there's, I think more guys
Green
go
Bay
out.
Green Bay is a great atmosphere.
I guess,
though.
I think more guys go out and partake of the local tourism stuff or something, maybe, than I realized even when I was a player. I was always holed up in my room, like, looking over my game plan and stuff.
Yeah,
Nerd. Yeah. I liked going to Green Bay because it was so unique. It was just such a unique environment, and it's a storied part of the history.
The Packer Hall of Fame there?
The thing that does stink is I think we stayed...
Oh, Appleton.
You stay in Appleton.
Yeah.
So, like, the game day of just driving, and Appleton feels...
You're ways away.
Nothing even interesting about driving into Appleton.
No.
So, I can get that.
Green Bay. Buffalo, number two.
They didn't like Buffalo?
Buffalo, number two, 12%.
Mm.
New York, number three.
New York, like as the Jets or the Giants?
New York City. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you that part. I think that there's a little bit of guys doing the math of like, what's the chances I can make it into the city from New Jersey and back in time to where I don't get fined? So you're sitting there in New Jersey looking at the skyline of Manhattan and feeling like you've been invited to a party, and then you get there and you realize, like, oh, there's two parties. There's the real party in the VIP area, and then there's this, we're out here on the periphery. Yeah.
Good news, Houston, zero votes in the
least favorite.
So there's nobody that hates coming to Houston. text message, Seth was yelling at the Seattle fan, "You suck! You suck too! You suck too!"
That was me. That was me.
That's channel- why I find Bill O'Brien so fascinating.
Channel
I feel
your
like
O'Brien.
A lot of Bill O'Brien's challenges are the same challenges that I've faced in life. And if I had stayed in football, if yeah. I had been a football coach, I never would have. I would have never had some of what I hope is some of the personal growth.
Yeah.
I feel like O'Brien needs to take a sabbatical for 2 years somewhere. Just go live in a monastery somewhere and just kind of just like get some perspective on things.
I think that's what Boston College is for him.
Yeah,
I think that's his equivalent.
It's a seminary.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which stadium has the best field service in the NFL?
Oh, pfft,
who cares?
Well, no, who got that?
Levi Stadium, San Francisco, Santa Clara. Mm-hmm. Yeah, won that. NRG Stadium got 2 votes. Okay, where's the one I really wanted to get to? Oh, has Taylor Swift's presence at Chiefs games been a positive or a negative or neither?
What do they say?
What do you think?
I say positive.
It is the positive's a winner. What do you think the number is?
I thought that the answer would be yes, positive.
Yeah.
Number 67%.
72% said positive. I'm going to give Seth a ding for that one. Yeah.
Nice.
Where is the one I wanted here? It is. Come on now. Oh, here it is. The most annoying player in the NFL. This guy won in a landslide, and I never would have guessed this.
Oh, really? It used to be Travis Kelce, but now that's
Travis
become
Kelce
like,
is tied for fifth.
Yeah, Travis Kelce used to be routinely on lists of most annoying player in the NFL.
Taylor's been good for him in that realm, I
think.
He's
had to become the beta.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, okay, here's somebody who's actually good at drawing attention.
And plus, he's not as good at football as he used
to be. That's true.
Yeah, that helps.
Most annoying player in the NFL right now, Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun Watson is not among the most annoying, and I don't even see Deshaun. Christian
Watson. Oh, Russell
Watson,
Wilson?
Russell Wilson, no, he's not among the top five. He's in the also receiving votes, but he's not among the top five.
Okay.
There are two Texans that got votes, but they're not in the top five. You're never going to guess the winner.
Really?
C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the winner.
Oh!
21%.
Yeah, because he's chirpy.
He's chirpy.
He's chirpy. He gets
but you would have sat here a long time trying to guess
that, because
probably.
He's still not name brand enough that you're... Yeah, but I bet that vote was spread out all the hell all over the place, but he's a guy that enough guys really dislike based on in-game stuff. That,
Christian Wilkins, number two on the list.
Oh! He's real chirpy during the game, but in a funny way, but in a little bit of a slightly corny way.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm guessing they're like, this cornball, and what the hell?
Yep.
No, this guy?
Max Crosby, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he was the one that kept tweaking Patrick Mahomes on quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, and he kind of likes to play up. He likes to try to play up the Raiders.
Why are you going after my knee?
Brandon Graham, 4, and then Jamal Adams is tied with Travis Kelce for 5th.
Mm-hmm.
2 Houston Texans got multiple votes in this thing.
Okay. Current Houston Texans?
Current Houston Texans got multiple votes in this thing. Don't look too far. Think about this weekend's game. Buffalo.
Oh, Stephon Diggs.
Diggs got a couple of votes.
Okay, so Stephon Diggs, that makes sense.
Yep.
I understand it.
Yes.
I wouldn't have voted for him, but I get it.
This one I think you and I would understand because
Jimmy Ward.
No. Dalton Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Dalton Schultz got 2 votes as most annoying, which my guess is both the votes were from EJ Speed and Zaire Franklin.
Yeah, they talk about how Dalton will go after you and he'll talk smack afterwards and everything. Yeah, and I think that with some of that, there's a little bit of like, they don't expect that out of bro from Stanford.
Right.
Yeah, and they're like,
Jimmy Ward was a good guess by you, though. I bet Jimmy Ward bothers some people out on the field.
There's a little bit of an element of just guys that, you know, like to think themselves tough guy and everything, and all of a sudden, Dalton Schultz is talking smack to
him. That's right.
And it's an affront. To their, they feel like they're not, Dalton's not respecting their gangsta.
Yep.
You know? Damn right.
The Stanford gangsta.
Yeah.
Text message. Hey guys, I really love your show, but when are we going to get real about the Texans? Ooh. CJ Stroud would not receive a single MVP vote if they were voting today. Oh, I hate this text page. Today. The defense has not been good against any offense in the D'Amico Ryans era unless you count dropped fourth down passes and numerous overthrows to wide open receivers by their opponent. They are not a good football team.
This is interesting because this is somebody who I guess hasn't been listening for the last 4 weeks. At what point during this football team being 3-1 where we come in after victories and we're like, what the hell is up with this football team? At what point do you feel like we haven't been realistic about the Tigers? Have I once in the last 4 weeks said, oh, yeah, that looks like a Super Bowl caliber football team?
You have not.
At what? If I at any point this week not said that they could easily be 1-3 or 0-4 at this point.
Said it three times this
show. Yeah, so like, how do you want me to be real about this football team? They've beat some bad teams and made those games closer than they should have been. They got destroyed by a good football team with the Minnesota Vikings. So at what point have I been unrealistic about how the Texans have performed so far? We want to get real about the Houston Texans. Is that right?
Yeah.
What do I need to say? What has been so unrealistic about what I've said about the Houston Texans?
We'll find
out. Give
me
an example.
Yeah.
Give me an example. Yeah, like you bring up, he's bringing up things that we've brought up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, okay, so your argument is that in saying the exact same things that we've said, we're not being realistic about. Tell me the specific things I've said about the, I gave CJ Stroud a B for his performance so far this year. That's not an MVP performance.
Right.
Tell me specifically the things that I've said that have been unrealistic about the Texans. I hold you to a higher standard.
Text in.
That's a D minus. That's a. I grade you a D minus over the first course of the season.
Well, he did say he loves our show. I like that part of the text. That part is accurate.
I will not. I will not extinguish any of this fire, Sean.
I don't know.
I need you to tell me specifically where I have been unrealistic about the Texans.
The texter, with all due respect, maybe this is the first 5 minutes you've been listening to the show that you love so much.
Yeah,
we have been. There are times where I feel like, God, I need to dial it back. Am I too negative about a 3-1 football team?
It's three times this season on a Monday afternoon. I'm like, they did win the game,
Seth.
What the hell?
I also disagree that C.J. Stroud would not receive a single MVP vote if the voting were today. I don't think this texter realizes how backwards quarterback play has been this year.
Yeah.
And that you can vote for five. Like, you get five names on the ballot.
You get five ballot names.
If it were like it used to be and it was just one name on the ballot, then I can deal with that. But CJ would get votes for MVP early on. They're a 3-1 team that's the 2 seed in the AFC right now.
Yeah, there's everybody's kind of hit the pause.
He's fourth on the odds board for MVP.
Fourth on the odds board for MVP. That's the closest to objectivity that we could have in that.
Remove
our homer
glasses. It's like 8-1 to win the MVP. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. That was fun. How'd that feel?
What?
Just now, you.
Just going ham a little
bit? Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, no, it comes from a source of frustration. The frustration about this team right now is every damn thing we've been saying that dude claims we haven't been saying is they're capable of more, but they have not performed like that.
Yep.
They have not performed like a Super Bowl caliber. This is a year where you could realistically, looking at it on paper, say they should make a push for the Super Bowl, but they haven't once this season genuinely looked like a Super Bowl caliber team.
All right, the Devontae Adams talks are starting to take shape a little bit. Are we concerned about the suitors for Devontae Adams? And one team in the AFC South, at least according to one source, is ready to circle the drain and go down the toilet. We will let you hear that coming up next as well.